Every Thursday, we visit with Dr. Frank Bowling from the Bowling Chiropractic Center. We call it Creating Wellness. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, Dwayne.
What's on your mind this week?
Well, as I mentioned last week, this very day is...
Congratulations.
Thank you. 48 years in the private practice of chiropractic. So, June 11th, 1978, Woodstock, Georgia, I established the Woodstock Family Chiropractic Center. And Woodstock was a wide spot in the road, a two-lane road, and a couple bedroom communities of people that worked down in Marietta or in Atlanta. But I was the first chiropractor there. Well, Cherokee County exploded after that. There are probably 100 chiropractors in Woodstock, Georgia now, but I was the first one. So that was 48 years ago. Of course, met a pretty girl on a plane from Washington, Indiana. Came back, started practice here in 1985. So 41 years in Washington. But that first day in Woodstock, I had an open house. I stood up and did a little flip chart presentation, the worst example of public speaking in the history of the world. I mean, it really was not pretty, but signed up 11 new patients, and I was on my way. So, interesting thing about that, the things I talked about that day are the same things that I'm talking about now. And I was watching a video of our chiropractic college president, Dr. Sid Williams. He was a very powerful personality, and he was talking in this video about the importance of keeping the main thing the main thing. And he talks about the fact that, for example, dentists, they work on teeth. They don't treat moth-eaten alopecia or lymphogranuloma inguinale. They work on teeth. And the optometrist and the ophthalmologist, they don't do colonic irrigation or they don't do anything but eyes. And so he was admonishing us and urging us to stick with the chiropractic principle and the chiropractic focus. And of course, we don't diagnose and treat diseases, but there are things in the general realm that chiropractors can get into, and I have gotten into. I've done nutrition, I've done weight loss, I've done exercise, I've done anything that has to do with creating wellness, and we've talked about those things, a lot of those things here on this program. But the important thing, the thing that the chiropractic profession has to offer that no other profession really understands or offers, is this whole idea, first of all, of an intelligence in all matter, which isn't unique to chiropractic. A lot of philosophies embrace that, or even that there's an intelligence in the human body. But the thing that's unique about the chiropractic profession is that intelligence is primarily expressed through the nerve system, and the relationship of the nerve system to the structure of the body is what is critically important. Because if that structure gets out of alignment, particularly in the spine, really in any joint of the body, you could be talking about a wrist or an elbow or a shoulder or a knee or a foot or whatever, but primarily we're looking at the relationship between the central nervous system, the brain and spinal cord, and the vertebrae of the spine. And so if you get misalignment in those areas and you get interference in the nerve system, we used to talk about it just being a pinched nerve, but there's a lot more to it than that. If you distort the alignment or the motion of that joint, it interferes with the body's ability to communicate to the brain, and that, as it turns out, is more important than the brain's ability to communicate with the body. The brain communicates with the body based on information it receives from the body. So if you send a garbled input up to the brain, it doesn't know how to respond. The body doesn't know how to heal itself. And again, it all comes back to the idea that the human body is self-organizing, self-healing. If nothing is interfering with that, it does that job most of the time. And if we free up that interference, we are much more likely to be able to live a life of health, happiness, and peace.
It's fascinating. It truly is.
It is.
I wish I had a recording of that.
Well, it's fascinating to me.
That speech way back when.
I don't know that I want that recording, but I did. My dad was in the room, and he said I said the word okay about 150 times. I'd say a couple sentences, and I'd say okay, and then I'd talk a little bit more. But anyway, survived it. There was no death penalty for me that day, and I'm still here to tell the tale.
Well, congratulations on 48 years, sir. Cheers to 48 more, man.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Dr. Frank Bowling joins us every Thursday from the Bowling Chiropractic Center. How do they get a hold of you?
812-254-0246, bowlingchiropractic.com, 312 East Main.
Have a great week.
Yes, sir, you too.